Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org. Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Representative Steve Noss says the state legislature is set to take up a bill that would make it more difficult to challenge Native American mascots and logos used by local school districts.
WPR's Rich Kramer joins us to explain what's being proposed. He's our regional reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob and Veronica.
So what would this proposed bill do?
Basically, it's in reaction to an Act 250 passed in 2009. The original law that we are under right now allows a resident of a school district who is offended by a race-based nickname, logo, or mascot to file a complaint with the State Department of Public Instruction. The state superintendent then reviews the case, and if he finds that it is indeed a race-based nickname or logo or mascot, then they have 12 months to change it. Otherwise, they could be faced with a $1,000 per day fine. Republicans have, especially Steve Noss, have been against this for a long time. So they've introduced, or they're introducing, a proposal now that would create some changes. And basically the changes, the main changes, is instead of one person being able to complain, there would have to be a petition with signatures from school district residents that would need to equal about 10% of the school district's student population. And they'd have to collect those signatures within 120 days. Also, the hearing process would be very different. Instead of the DPI looking at it, the State Department of Administration's Division of Hearings and Appeals would hear it. And that is in response to claims that the DPI is biased against districts that have race-based logos, nicknames, and mascots.
So let's take that apart a little. I guess the theory is it's too easy to change it now, according to the bill sponsors.
Yeah, they basically are saying that, you know, the will of a single individual at this point, they claim, can override the due process of an entire community. Their claim is that it should be more representative. More of the community should have to speak out before they overturn a race-based nickname.
And was there something about an element of harm being done by this? I know we've talked to, I think, Barbara Munson. She was protesting when the Washington Redskins were in town playing the Green Bay Packers. And she was opposed to these mascots, saying it does harm to students, especially Native Americans in the state. What does Representative Noss's office say about that?
Representative Noss's office says that, you know, that's impossible to prove. That this bill, the challenge will still be available, but they have to prove actual harm, actual discriminatory, you know, conflict-type harm. And that would be a very difficult to prove, that these nicknames are actually creating this kind of environment.
Do you have a sense of how many schools are still affected by this? How many schools have nicknames that might fall under this law?
You know, I don't. There are still a number of districts that have nicknames of this type. The one that has been in the news a lot is the McWanago School District, the McWanago Indians. Mm-hmm. And they have been fighting this tooth and nail. The DPI came after them in 2011. Some residents there filed a lawsuit claiming that the DPI's effort to take their nickname away was unconstitutional because those at DPI were biased in the case and they didn't have the clear mind to make an honest decision. That went to an appeals court, which is overturned. They tried to bring it to the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court denied it. And at this point, McWanago is still objecting to, and they're not complying with the DPI order. And they're hoping that this legislation will make it will give them the pass that they need.
And without that legislation, they could be facing those $1,000 a day fines you mentioned?
Up to between okay. $100 and $1,000 per day.
So this is something that has been with us for quite a while, this issue going back and forth. The legislation you mentioned goes back just a few years. Is this a debate that's going to go away anytime soon, do you think?
I don't think so. And if this law is passed, you know, and then if the Democrats take control of both houses and the governorship sometime down the road, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes back. One example is this issue has been going on for 20 years. And in Menominee, nearby Eau Claire here, about 10 years ago, there was some school board members that voted to change their nickname, which was they were the Menominee Indians. And that caused such a firestorm in the community that three school board members that proposed it were recalled. And then it came up again with this law in place, and the district then, last year, I believe, decided to preemptively change the nickname before they even got caught up in a hearing with the Department of Public Instruction.
Interesting. Now, the idea of moving it from the Department of Public Instruction to the Department of Administration, that's taking it from an elected, I'll put it in quotes, nonpartisan office to an appointee of the governor. Is that part of the motivation here, or has anybody said that that's part of the motivation?
Nobody that I've talked to have come out and said that explicitly, but that's kind of understood. It's understood that the DPI, Tony Evers especially, has come out many times saying that he is against race-based nicknames, logos, and mascots. So by taking that hearing power away from him and giving it to maybe a friendlier force in the governor's office, that's kind of the idea.
Can you give us a timeline? What happens now with this legislation?
Well, it hasn't. This is kind of an amendment that's being offered to a bill that Steve Noss introduced recently that would actually repeal the law entirely. I heard from his office that they had some pushback on the repeal. So this is an amendment that will be introduced sometime next week. And then from there, they're hoping that it can just kind of get speed along the process. But at this point, it's not even been introduced.
And assembly leadership looking to take it up, do you think?
Robin Voss is one of the people that was on the release, and he's one of the people that are applauding this bill. So I would imagine it gets a hearing pretty quickly.
All right, Rich, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Rich Kramer, WPR's reporter based in Eau Claire.